And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crowe. The Louisiana Department of Transportation Development is scratching their head as the dam at the Shinney Lake Spillway breached this past weekend. The police jury president says it appears that the leak started close to a recent construction. DOTD evaluating that damage, but it will take time to figure out what happened and implement a new plan before they resume work. Construction began in February of 2022. An LSU study of how football players reacted to COVID indicates that their immune system fared far better compared to older adults with comorbidities. LSU School of Kinesiology Associate Professor Guillaume Spielman says the findings were reassuring that the players were healthy after the CDC recommended the isolation period.
And that we were sending them back on the field without fearing of them having long-haul symptoms or long sequelae from COVID-19.
Spielman says in addition to comparing immune system responses of older adults, now they're looking at the responses of sedentary adults.
And we're starting that study right now, kind of shifting it to the more general population, to the non-athletes.
Spielman says when the study began, there was no previous research on COVID-19, and it appears that the original 14-day CDC-recommended isolation period proved to be ideal. Early findings in the pandemic indicated an increased risk of myocarditis in athletes with COVID. However, Spielman says that extended research proved otherwise.
But now the data is finally out, and we see that there's really only about 1 to maybe 4% of COVID-related myocarditis in athletic populations.
Authorities say a 26-year-old worker at the Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport died after an accident while unloading baggage from a Frontier Airlines flight. The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's officials say that it happened around 10 p.m. on Tuesday. The woman worked for GAT Airline Ground Support. CEO Mike Hugh said her hair apparently became entangled in the belt loader used to load airplanes. The Times-Picayune reports the Jefferson Parish Coroner's Office identified the victim Wednesday as Germani Thompson, age 26, of Reserve, Louisiana. Thompson worked for GAT Ground Support. The CEO of the company said Thompson's hair became entangled in the machinery of a belt loader. This is KEDM.